This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
The Lord says, heal the sick, in verse 8, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely you have received, freely give it away. Now that's a command from God. So let me go to the average church and ask this question. This last week, maybe I ask it right here. I don't want you to hold up your hand. But right here in this church, how many of you, like I say, do not hold up your hand. How many of you preached the gospel to people this week? You know, like I say, think about that. Did I do that? Did I preach the gospel? Then the second command was, heal the sick. Did you heal anybody in the name of Jesus this week? You know, did you? Did you even attempt to do that? Most don't. Because most don't believe they can. And then the other one says, cleanse the lepers. Now that's getting a little too far-fetched, isn't it? You know, to lay hands on a leper. I mean, we can't do that. That's what we believe. And then Jesus says, raise the dead. Do you know that Thursday morning, when we finally called the 911 and they sent the police out, we first called a funeral home and they wouldn't do nothing without calling 911. So when they said, what time did Johnny die? We said 2:30. And they said 2:30 a.m. this morning. And we said, no, 2:30 p.m. yesterday afternoon. Well, why did you wait so long to call? Because we were praying and trying to raise him from the dead. So when the police get there, they want to know what kind of a sect we're involved with. Isn't that amazing? Christian people walk in and we're trying to do what the Word of God tells us to do, and we haven't had any luck at it, but we've been after it. We've been praying. We're doing it. And they want to know what kind of sect we're involved with. They all kind of thought we were a little bit, you know, something wrong with y'all. This guy died yesterday and you think you're going to raise him from the dead? Well, this book says we're supposed to be able to do that. And if we're not able to do it, there's something wrong in the church in America today. But the church is supposed to be healing the sick too. And all the churches I've been associated with all my life until I started this ministry, I hate to say this, but they've done a pretty lousy job of healing the sick. Pretty lousy. I've not done a very good job at it either. Not near as good as I want. So that means there's got to be a problem right here. When I taught the series on how to walk in God's anointing, I went back and dug up everything I could ever remember God had showed me what I needed to do if I was going to walk in His power. And I think it took me 8 weeks to teach that series on how to walk in God's anointing. I believe there's 8 of those. And I still didn't get them all. But I finally just quit after 8 weeks. I thought, you know, if people in here will not do what I've told them to do in these first 8 sessions, there ain't no use in me going no further. No use. The flesh is weak. This is what the Lord told us to do. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers. Of course, after he said, preach the gospel, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely you have received, freely give. And a lot of people will tell you, well, but that was to the original disciples. That was not to us. But when I go to the end of Matthew, I can prove to you that's not true. When you go to the book of Matthew, chapter 28, you will find out here the Great Commission, and we'll see what he says. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. I mean, you got to realize that's a statement the king made. If all power in heaven and earth been given to him, that means all power. All. And then he says, so go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and teach them, the new converts, to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age, or the end of the world. He had commanded them to go and preach the gospel. You know, in your workplace or where you go day by day, are you willing to preach the gospel? Are you willing to be a light for the Son of God? Or are you not willing to talk about Jesus in the workplace? You know, I go back now and think about my last 30 or 40 years in the workplace and how I was persecuted and ostracized and everything else because I was known as that religious freak. But do you know when one of them people needed an answer to prayer, you know who they went to? That religious freak. They didn't go to the guy that didn't talk about Jesus. You know, but whenever I was the religious freak or the guy that walked in the place, praise the Lord, how's everybody this morning? Can we have a prayer meeting this morning before we start work? What is wrong with this stupid idiot? I mean, what's wrong with him? And did you know it finally cost me my job as a regional engineer? It finally cost me my job because I would not yield to the world. I would not stop signing emails, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I would not stop praying over people when I walked in. I'd say, Lord, thank you for these people. You can't pray over these people. What do you pray for? I ask the Father in Jesus' name to bless our company, to bless my people, to keep them free from the evil one, and to keep them safe so they don't get hurt. And I said, you notice I'm the only one in the whole company that don't put out all the placards and the signs and tell everything else about telling people how to be safe. I just pray over them. And I said, you go back and look at their record and see who has the best record of no injuries in this entire company. And you're going to find out it's my division. Amen. Mine. But I don't spend all the money and the time of HR putting all these silly little signs up all over, do this, do that. I just pray for them. And I had the safest bunch there was. But they still fired me. Praise God. I'm glad they did. You know, I am so glad that they did. Because I have been out now in the world preaching the gospel, healing the sick. I haven't cleansed any lepers yet, and I've only raised one from the dead. Only one. But I sure did want to see a second one the other night when we were all there praying. I wanted to see that. But for some reason, we didn't see it. So I know the problem's not with Jesus. I know he was standing in that room. And I know his heart was breaking just like ours was because he was saying, If you would just have done this or that or whatever, if you would just humble yourself before me, if you would just say, Lord, we don't have any power at all except you. We are mere men. And we just say, Lord, here we are, your children, and you said in your word, you will do these things. I think about the other night, when I went over and I prayed over a man, well, there were several of us, two or three of us done some praying. But my simple prayer to this guy was that needed healing was, Lord, you said in your word, freely you have given us this power and freely we give it away. So I just laid my hands on him and said, be healed in the name of Jesus. That's all I knew to do. And before we left, the guy that couldn't see was seeing. And the next morning, he called Rosemary. He was ecstatic about how wonderful, how he felt so good. He could see and everything else. And he could walk and everything. And all we did was a few of us went over after church the other afternoon, drove all the way from here over to way over in North Fort Worth just to walk in and pray for a man that we've never seen or don't know at all. But God did something that day. You know, one of the things I've learned, before I go on in this message, we're going to take these testimonies. But one of the things I've learned in this You have to humble yourself before God and say, God, this is just you. I'm a nobody. I've studied your word. All I can do is pray the prayer of faith. And when I pray the prayer of faith, then, Lord, it's in your hands. I can't do a thing. That's why you don't never see somebody come up here and me start screaming and hit them in the head and knock them down on the floor. I don't do that. I don't do that. I mean, you know, if that's the way you do business, that's okay. But that's not me. You know, I'm not a showman. And not that all those people are showmen. And not that God doesn't knock people down, because he does. But that's not what he's done for me. When people come up for me to pray with them, I just lay hands on them or whatever God says. And I say, you know, Jesus said, and I quote the word, and I let him do his thing. And he does. And he heals many, many people. I mean, I think out there at GLC the other night, how wonderful it was. One of the little ladies, I made an announcement over the air. I said, you know, we're going to be here. We're going to be teaching the word. And if you'll drive out here, we'll pray for you and God will heal you if you'll believe him. Well, several people drove out. A little lady came out there on crutches. And she come up, and when she walked up on her crutches, she said, sir, I know Jesus is the healer, because I had a miraculous healing from him once before. Well, now see, somebody prayed the prayer of faith for her, but she had not really stayed in the word enough to know what was rightfully hers. That's a major problem with the church today. We don't stay in the word. We don't know the word. Because if you really stay in the word and know what the word says, you won't have to come up here and ask me to pray for you. You know, you'll have the faith to know it and stand on it for yourself. And that's great. That's the way it should be. Then, therefore, you should be out praying for others and teaching others and seeing God do great and mighty things. But this little lady walked up, and she said, I want you to pray for me. I said, okay. I just reached up and touched her and said, be healed in the name of Jesus. I said, now do you believe God? She said, well, of course I do. I said, we're fixing to find out. She said, what do you mean? I said, do you believe he heals? She said, well, of course. I said, do you believe he does miracles? She said, of course. I said, okay, take your crutches out from under your arms, put them under your arms sideways, and walk out and carry them out and put them in your car. She looked at me and she said, right now? I said, so? Jesus said, according to your faith, be it done unto you. I said, can you believe that? She said, yes, I can. I said, okay, good. So she took them, put them under her arm, and she started walking off across there. And Al, the owner of the television station, he said, wow, look at this. She said, I couldn't have done this when I came in here. But she walked off carrying her crutches. And then we prayed for several other people, and we get ready to leave, and we stopped by the new library. Somebody gave Al a...
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.